what's going on with this year's acorn crop?
Well, it's happening. This year, the oaks have decided somehow to produce a massive bumper crop of acorns. So it's one of the larger acorn crops we've seen in the past 20 years.
And how often does an acorn crop like this happen?
Well, it's irregular. Acorn production, these acorn booms, these so-called mast years, occur irregularly, but on average about once every 3 to 5 years.
And explain how an acorn bumper crop is related to increased Lyme disease risk in the future.
Well, so if you go out into the woods this fall, this November, October, November, you'll find this phenomenon whereby the forest floor is just absolutely covered with acorns, maybe 100 or even a couple hundred per square meter of forest floor. And if you like to eat acorns, let's say you're a mouse or a chipmunk, then this is a really great thing. You can go around gathering these acorns and store them for your winter food supply. And what that means is that during the winter, you don't have to go out as much looking for food. You're not as susceptible to predators. And, you know, your refrigerator is completely stocked, so you're able to eat to your heart's content, and you maintain reproductive activity, start producing babies early. And what we see is that the summer following a good acorn year like this one, we have an outbreak of white-footed mice and chipmunks in our forests and fields. And what that means is that the ticks that are emerging as larvae in August, just as the mice and chipmunks are reaching their population peaks, they have tons of excellent hosts to feed from. They survive well, and they get infected with tick-borne pathogens. And that means that 2 years following a good acorn crop, we see high abundance of infected ticks, which represents a risk of human exposure to tick-borne disease.
And that's the summer of 2017?
So we're predicting that the summer of 2017 should be a very risky year and that people will need to be particularly careful.
What precautions can people take to avoid these ticks?
Well, we know that there are several precautions that actually work that help reduce our risk of exposure to these tick-borne diseases. One of those is wearing protective clothes. So if you can manage to do so in the heat of summer, June and July, and May, when tick-borne disease risk is highest, wearing long pants, tucking pant legs into socks is useful. Wearing repellents and tick-killing treatments, permethrin treatments on shoes and socks and pants is also helpful. Doing tick checks when you come in out of the woods or the brush, walking your dog is very useful. And then knowing what the symptoms are of Lyme disease, the rash, which happens in most but not all cases, the summertime flu-like symptoms outside the flu season. In this part of the world, it's possible, even likely, that you might have a tick-borne disease and you should seek medical help.